Previously on Crossroads.
Get that old woman off my back.
Yes, Mr. Tumbo.
It is me, Mama Bahati. The magic drink worked. Good morning, Inspector Sifa.
Good morning, sir. How was your night?
Not bad at all. How far have you gone with the Raha case?
Sir, are you really sure her file was open for the lost woman? I've checked everywhere and I can't find it.
Is there another place where you put files here? Maybe another officer was investigating.
The other day you made it clear that I was not to be involved since you were the only investigating officer handling the matter.
Why would I tell you that?
Sir, you never gave me a reason why. I just make you coffee, remember?
Oh, okay. Stop making coffee then. What are we going to do now?
There are two options. If it is a missing file, we find out who has it or where it went to. If the file was not opened, we can open one now.
Aki woy. All this time and no file was opened on my daughter's disappearance?
Daughter?
I mean Mama Bahati's daughter. Open a new file and start the investigations afresh.
Yes, sir.
Stop calling me, sir. We are both inspectors here, aren't we? We are all the same here.
Okay, sir. That's good enough for a change.
Octave to Top King. Octave to Top King. Over.
Aki, now what language is that? Hello?
Octave to Top King. Receive you loud and clear. We have realized Mama Suti still selling Changa again. Can we raid and arrest her? Over.
Do an immediate raid and arrest her. She's spoiling people's husbands. Bye.
Ah, will you meet us there? Over.
What? No, come and fetch me. Am I supposed to drive that Jeep thing out there? Bye.
Over and out.
That was an unusual way of answering the call sign.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I'm a bit tired to do all that strange language.
As I was telling you the other day,
look at that Mama Bahati. How can you sit like that on a sack of potatoes?
Where, Mama Bahati? The president is passing.
What?
The president is passing. Close the shops.
Who? Now what is that president coming to do in this what village?
She means sit properly like a woman. What are you showing people?
Mama Tumaini, do you have any potatoes today?
Only Mama Bahati has potatoes today. Mama Bahati, the customer wants potatoes.
How do I arrange them? Now these potatoes, bure kabisa, useless. Every time the top one falls down and the way my back is hurting.
Your husband beat you again. That man will surely kill you.
It's like he swallowed a wasp presently. Any little thing I do, he goes mad. Yesterday there was no breakfast and he beat me like a donkey.
Even you, Mama Bahati, don't you know that you're supposed to have his breakfast ready before he wakes up? A man can't start the day properly with an empty stomach.
There was nothing in the house. What would I have made breakfast with? Stones? He drinks all the money. Then he beats me because there is no food.
If you were the man in the house, would you be doing the same to your wife?
When my wife... What kind of question is that? Bure kabisa.
Excuse me, my potatoes please.
In a minute, let me make a short call.
Ha! Mama Bahati, what are you doing?
I want to take a short call. I can do it here. Even that man over there is just doing it.
You are a woman. You need to respect yourself. Go to the latrine. Shame on you.
Okay, let me rush. Oh, my stomach. Now what is this pain? It feels like my insides are being ground with a stone.
Wrap a lasso around yourself before you shame yourself. You are a woman, don't you know these things?
Mama Bahati seems a bit strange these days. Or is it that madness disturbing her? I hear yesterday she was screaming that she's the police chief. She sounds strange and rude today. Don't you think so, Tumaini?
I don't think so. Maybe it's the mood swings. She does tend to get irritable when she sees her moon these days.
Excuse me, I have been waiting for my potatoes all this time. Now where is she going?
Oh, sorry, let me serve you. 30 shillings for four. Mama Johnny, give me a paper bag.
Hey, it's 30 shillings for four. That's what I normally pay for. Bure kabisa, I need a drink.
Thank you for coming in today, Tim.
Well, I don't know why you're thanking me. It's not like you gave me any choice.
I was trying to be polite. I want you to tell me how your relationship was with Raha and with Mama Bahati.
What is this? An interrogation?
You should have realized that by now.
You can't call me here and start interrogating me. I'm not a suspect. I told you so yesterday. The Bahati family is harassing me about their daughter Raha, and I'm not involved.
I'm not singling you out. I'm interrogating anyone who might even be remotely connected with the case.
Why? You told me yesterday that you weren't handling it.
Well, now I am. Inspector Tumbo ordered me to open a new file and start the case afresh. So tell me, what do you know about her disappearance? And please cooperate.
Raha was married to my late uncle. I was close to my uncle. Maybe that's why her mother thinks I had something to do with her disappearance.
When was the last time you saw her?
At the burial of her husband, my uncle. Look, I already told Mama Bahati there's no way I could have inherited her. I'm a modern man. I don't follow such traditions.
Is that the reason your people abducted her? To inherit her?
What are you saying? Is that what you think happened?
I don't know. You're the one who's just mentioned inheritance. You tell me. Is that what happened?
I don't know anything. There's nothing to tell.
Have any of your people seen her since the burial?
No one. Please, officer, stop being misled by in-laws who are spreading bad rumors about our clan. We also know the law. You're harassing us. If it keeps going on like this, we will take Mama Bahati and this police station to court.
There is no need for that, Mr. Tabu. We've opened a new file. If you have any information concerning the disappearance of Raha, do not hesitate to let me know.
How hospitable after an interrogation. These grey walls aren't exactly the most welcoming, so don't expect to see me running here with any information. Have a good day, Deputy Commanding Inspector Madame Sifa.
All right, everyone. Please don't run away. We are the police and you're all under arrest.
Anyone who tries to run away is dead. Totally dead.
Hey, Odhiambo, put that thing away. It might go off. Mama Sweetie, come out, we talk. You have been told several times you're breaking people's families with that devil's drink.
Mama Sweetie is not at home.
Tausi, you? Why are you here? A young girl like you selling this thing?
Oh, Mr. Tumbo, I live here, remember? So are you going to arrest me too? Maybe I should speak out loud before you take me away, huh?
Tausi, no. A young girl like you should be in school. Come with me. Let's talk aside. You need help. Odhiambo.
Yes, sir.
Put all those men in. Let me advise our fellow young girl here. Tausi, a young girl like you should not be selling brew to such old men. They can do bad things to a girl when they are drunk.
Cut the talk, Tumbo. Since you got me pregnant, what else should I fear from the men of your age? If you try arrest me, I will sing in that police jeep of all the things you and I have done. Believe you me, by the time we get into the police station, the whole village will be outside waiting to burn you alive.
No, Tausi. That's not the way to deal with your pregnancy.
Now it has become mine alone, yeah? It's no longer Sweetie. We always be together, my love, yeah?
What I'm saying is, please talk to your auntie about it. She can help you to go back to school.
Do you know my auntie, Mama Sweetie, or you're just joking? After what she says every day, I'm paying school fees for you. You don't have to do what I do. She will kick me out of this house. Now, you are also kicking me out of your life. I have to think to survive. Thinking of such thing as confession are out of my way.
Akiwoye. So, what do you plan to do?
You sure are talking funny today, mister. My former sweetheart.
Get serious, young lady.
I'm getting rid of it and go back to school. I never will see you or any other man again. Never again.
Akiwoye, I told you backstreet abortionists are not good.
You refuse to give me the money to abort. So, what do you expect me to do? That is why I'm helping Mama Sweetie sell her brew today. So I can get some few shillings from those drunken men and get money for abortion. Full stop.
That is not the solution.
The other option is come live with you. Your wife will love that. Can I park now? The jeep can drop us on its way to the police station.
Sir, we are ready to go. Sir.
We need to solve this thing quietly away from the public eye.
I'm serious. I have to get rid of this baby and go back to school. I'll get somewhere to stay, deliver it, and go back to school. Oh my God, what am I going to do?
Okay, my daughter, you give me a call.
I'm not your daughter. What's with you today?
Okay, you give me a call. This is my number. We can talk about it. Let me take these drinking men to the cells first. Shame on them, making their wives miserable while they waste house money.
Oh, finally I get your number. Pregnancy sure does bring out miracles from the men responsible. about these goats? Did we come to sell or keep chasing them away from our cabbages? Where? Get us away from mine, you useless goat.
Look, it doesn't even run away. I tell you, Mama Tumaini, that goat is one of your dead relatives coming back to visit you.
This is no time for you as superstitious things, Mama Sweetie. The goat has eaten 3 of my cabbages already. That's my profit down its stomach.
You see? Dead spirit. One of your favorite uncles has come to greet you, and yet you chase him away. Pass by my hut later. I will summon his spirit for you. It will only cost you 300 shillings to see his face for every 2 minutes of me calling him out of the spirit world.
Mama Sweetie, are there no drunkards in Foya Changa today? Now that you are just loitering in the market and buying nothing.
Oh, today I'm on a well-deserved leave. My niece Tausi said since they are on midterm break, she can help me sell.
What an auntie. You leave your young daughter to serve drunkard men?
Tausi is smart. She knows I only sell Changa to pay her fees now that her mother died. She knows how to handle men. She might smile at them, but they can't touch her. She will make a great doctor when she finishes her education.
So how did she get pregnant?
Pregnant?
You don't know? She is pregnant. You are a woman. You can tell things just by looking.
Mama Tumaini, thank you for abusing me, but don't spread rumors about my Tausi.
Uh-huh. And it's Tumbo's. You ask her. Tumbo himself, the big pot-bellied sweaty man. Who steals from us by calling himself a police boss? Him.
Goodbye, Mama Tumaini. I have had enough of your blubbering tongue.
You can abuse me, but it doesn't change the fact. How can you raise spirits of people long dead while you can't see something as clear as pregnancy of a girl living under your roof?
Could she be right? Oh, no. It's 2 months now since Tausi asked for money to buy her pads. Could she be? No. But she could. Oh, Tausi? Pregnant? While still in high school? I never got myself into such trouble at her age. How can she? Out of my way, you got...
Who's in there? Amaka? Is that you? Amaka, get out of there. I told you never to play around that granary. When I get there, I will give you a nice slap. I know you're in there.
Tim!
Deputy, what are you doing here?
I can explain.
Explain? Oh, go on, explain. Miss Sifa, the deputy OCS.
Investigating.
Investigating what? I told you no one lives in this compound. This is trespass. I believe that the police college must have taught you that it's a criminal offense to snoop around other people's property, huh? Trespassers will be prosecuted. Didn't they have such a sign in your college? Huh?
Look, it's okay. I can get going as soon as I'm finished.
Finished, hi? You're a stubborn woman, aren't you?
No, just professional. Well, the place seems deserted enough. It's been quite a while since people lived around here.
That's what I told you. Now, unless you have a warrant, I suggest that you
forget... Hey, what's this? A plate with some food leftovers. I thought you said no one lives here.
That's for the dog. They must have dragged it when they brought their plates here. You know how the dogs are when they fight for food.
Yes. I better get going. Wait, what's that? Aha, a torn piece of kanga. From the dogs too, I suppose.
Shouldn't you be on your way, Inspector?
All right. I'll take this piece of kanga with me. Though I'm sorry for intruding, Tim. Hope you understand.
Always a pleasure to host the good inspector, even when you don't know about it. You know, our people have this story. I don't know whether you've heard about it. About the housefly that pokes its nose into everything. Then finally it lands on hot soup and gets burnt. Have you heard of it?
Is that a threat?
No, I'm a teacher. I offer advice. Poking around without permission might turn into a housefly swimming in hot soup. Like being prosecuted for trespass. I wouldn't want to take such a pretty officer like you to court. So let's forget you ever came here. Have a good day, Deputy.
Thank you, Tim. And I really hope for your sake that you're not involved in this. I'm taking this piece of kanga to Mama Bahati. If she says it looks like Raha's, you can be sure I'll be back. Think carefully about your position. You don't want to wind up on the wrong end of this.
That man, a full police officer cheating a young schoolgirl like Tausi.
I tell you, Mama Mercy, telling her to go to those backstreet abortion dens is just like sentencing her to death. Every year, 300,000 women undergo such backstreet abortions, and at least 2,600 of them die.
That is not surprising, Mama Tony.
Those backstreet people use crude things, like knitting needles.
A woman needs to have control of her body, since she's the one who suffers when unwanted pregnancies occur. She needs information and power about how to control her fertility, when to have children, period between one child and the next, all those things.
By control, you mean socks and those things?
Oh, yes. They are free in some places.
Ooh-wee, Mama Tony. A woman carrying condoms. What will her husband think? That is the work of people who sleep around outside their marriages. Shindwe.
Not so. If you talk to your partner well, they'll understand. If women had the power to get contraception, maybe that Tawusi wouldn't have gotten into that problem. And such a man. She was risking getting sexually transmitted diseases like HIV.
Hey, maybe because your Baba Tony has the same thinking like you, he would. Me, Baba Masi would kill me if he saw me even buying them.
The way the world is these days, women need to protect themselves from HIV, unwanted pregnancies, and when pregnant, get proper medical care and food. That is Article 14 of the protocol.
I read it, but it has some nice things and some not so nice to me. I agree with you. These days, women need to protect themselves. But what will the men think of us?
My daughter Anna was telling me that they have started a campaign to educate men that women using contraceptives is actually going to benefit the whole family. One can better plan children and protect their loved ones from diseases. It is not just our burden. Our men are to be involved too. So far, she's saying their campaign is really successful. Once men realize it is for the benefit of them too, I can start one around here and ask her to give me free condoms to give people.
There are some free ones that were put in the dispensary recently. Maybe as we go for Baba Masi's checkup, I'll try to tell him we pick some.
By the way, how is his pressure?
He's doing okay, though I laugh at him. If he had worked more on the shamba with me instead of eating nyamachoma in the bars, he would still be as healthy as I am. So next week, you'll come over at my place, we listen to our program, right? I really hope that Tausi doesn't go to the backstreet abortionists. I can't wait for next week.
Next week on Crossroads.
You are my wife. I will take you when I want. They're going too far. You need to do something.
Hey, what is it, Tim?
Tausi is pregnant. Police Chief Tumbo now has to deal with the pregnancy as well as finding out where Raha is. Listen to the next episode of Crossroads to find out what happens to them.
A much tattoo from South Beach, you can get me. Kelele tele, puta ni kuvute. From palms and right to the dusty heat of midday.